Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Odom covering, for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Brown moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Suarez now catching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ripos. Euler reaches second base with a double. Freehan moves to third. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Freehan races back for the ball and makes the catch. The throw to the first, and Gosger is out, unable to get back to the bag, for the double play. Two outs. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaline moves to third. Cash moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Cater reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0-for-1 in the game. Repose hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0-for-1 in the game. McLean takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McLean covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0 for 1 in the game. Suarez takes first base on ball 4. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Odom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup who is chasing the ball. Hershberger reaches third base with a triple. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hershberger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0. Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Charles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Euler takes first base on ball 4. Freehan moves to second. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and has Freehan trapped. There's the throw to Campaneris, who tags Freehan for the out. Euler moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Euler scores. McLean moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jim Nash now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. McLean moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McLean scores. McAuliffe moves to third. Brown moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Repos. Northrup reaches second base with a double. McAuliffe scores. Brown scores. Kaline goes all the way around to score. Northrup moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0 for 2 in the game. Repos hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirt. Green moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Talton pinch hits for Ken Suarez. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton strikes out. Two outs. Joe Rudy pinch hits for Jim Nash. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Talton now catching. Lou Krause now pitching. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Euler strikes out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McLean strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe is hit by the pitch. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 4 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hirschberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Freehan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. One out. Mike Hirschberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirschberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hirschberger hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Talton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Northrup moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Northrup scores. There goes Cash trying to get to second. Repos throws the ball into Green who relays the ball to Campaneris who tags Cash for the out. Two outs. It's 6-3, Tigers. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Repos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McClain strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton is 0-for-1 in the game. Talton hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.